Hello, welcome to the Adoration Songbook. My name's Paul Lusher with the Center for Church Music in Grand Haven, Michigan, and today I invite you to sing with us an inspiring hymn of the church, We Are God's People.
We are God's people, the chosen of the Lord, born of His Spirit, established by His Word. Our cornerstone is Christ alone.
We sing great hymns because they strengthen the spiritual experience of true Christians, and our hymn for this week is no exception. It challenges all who belong to Christ that they and that you are not alone. You are a part of a great family, the church, for you are chosen of the Lord. You're born of His Spirit, established by His Word. Your cornerstone is Christ alone, and strong in Him you stand. And then, because all of this is true, you live transparently, ready to walk with your brothers and sisters, heart to heart and hand in hand. For indeed, you are a part of a great family. You are God's people.
We are God's loved ones, the bride of Christ our Lord. For we have known it, the love of God outpoured.
The writer of our hymn, Reverend Brian Jeffrey Leach, said this about how he came to write the words. We had at that time very few popular hymns relating to the church. So on a gray, smoggy morning at a friend's office in Southern California, I decided to work toward remedying this lack by writing one of my own. The day was the 4th of July, 1975. I sat at a typewriter in his office, and I did not get up until I had written all four verses. The result was We Are God's People. It turned out to be the favorite of all my hymn texts. I love singing it, and I like especially the mixture of metaphors in it, some biblical and some my own, which illustrate the true nature of the church. We are a temple, the Spirit's dwelling place, formed in great weakness, a cup to hold God's grace. We die alone, for on its own each ember loses fire. Yet joined in one, the flame burns on to give warmth and light and to inspire.
We are a temple, the Spirit's dwelling place, formed in great weakness, a cup to hold God's grace. We die alone, for on its own each ember loses.
What a strong message for this day and for the church of tomorrow in the 21st century. This hymn may be new to some of you, but I trust that as you've listened to it today, you'll want to hear it again and then sing the hymn with our choir. You can do that, of course, on the website, songsandhymns.org. Check in with our website often, won't you? And I can tell you, you won't be alone, as each month, people from all around the world, over 140 countries strong, are on the site singing and learning about the great hymns of the faith.